it's been pouring down rain here in Key Largo for the last day or so, and so that messes with Teddy's going out, if you know what I mean. So anyway, you'll notice that this morning we are not using music. I got a notification from Facebook that they were going to mute one of my jump starts, parts of one of my jump starts, because of the music. And I do understand. I understand completely about that. I am a big proponent of copyright enforcement. I believe that the artists should be paid for their work. And it was going to cost me, I'd basically have to pay, I think, $20 a day or $25 a day. So instead, I've actually got a good friend of mine, whom Jerome knows, Alex Cordero, who is going to be making us some music just for this. And it'll be custom, both for this and for the meditation group. So the reason I use the music is that I find it's a little bit more engaging. I think sometimes it's a little loud. I'm going to back it down. But the other thing is, I am on a busy highway here in Key Largo. And a lot of times there'll be motorcycles and trucks going by. And even though I've got this cardioid microphone, which directs my voice into it, I just want to make sure, because I can see as a truck goes by, I can see the little meter move here. So thanks again. Hey, and thank you. We had an enormous amount of shares yesterday, which I found really interesting. We had a whole bunch of shares, but every one of you have the privacy setting such that I could not see who it was, but I want to thank you all for doing it. So thank you. Just click share as we are here, and you will be able to you'll be able to get others to join us. I was just making sure we had everything right here on this technological side of things. I want to talk to you today about jumpstart. I want to jumpstart today what I call being pulled. That is as opposed, and the way I often come up with the themes for these jumpstarts is I'll think of some sort of a negative trait that we don't want to repeat, and then I will come up with the opposite of that, and that being our focus. And I find this very, very helpful for me, because I then get to look at these things and make new choices as a result of presenting them to you. I'm sorry, first day with new lips. I stumbled over my tongue there. Anyway, when it comes to being pulled, this is as opposed to being driven. I find that myself, that many other people can be driven as opposed to pulled. Now, in both cases, what are we doing? We're focusing on the future. The future is how we are considering things. We are looking to the future. We are seeing the future in our own minds. And it is either at a future that is exciting to us, something that we want to bring forward, or it's something that we are afraid of. In most cases, it is something that we are afraid of. Many of us spend our lives being driven by the fear of what could happen in our lives, and as a result, we work frenetically to try and prevent it. Now, we could put forth less effort and live a much better life if we focus on what it is we want and rest in the knowledge that that will happen for us. As I've shared with you before, my good friend Yakov Smirnoff once told me, it's intention, attention, no tension. In other words, we decide and know what our intention is. That is what we intend for ourselves in a situation and in life. And then we give it our attention. We bring it to mind occasionally. And then finally, we approach it with no tension. Now, most of us, what we tend to do is we live in fear. We don't live in fear of attracting something to our lives. We live in fear of losing something from our lives. And so our work is definitely not with no tension. We still are setting an intention. What we don't realize is that we are putting the negative energy into it, which often is what, which actually I should say, is what draws it to us. I've always believed and found that whenever we're trying to achieve or bring something into our reality, we need to not only have the intention or know what it is we want, but it is the emotion that we apply to it that fuels it, that draws it to us. Have you ever noticed that it's in, I think it was in the book of Job in the Bible, that which I feared has befallen me. Isn't that so true? That which I feared has befallen me. That's why so many of us lament things when they transpire and go, I knew it. I knew it. Why? Because that's exactly what I was focusing on. I'm not trying to rub your nose in it. I'm saying that it's a common trait. I'm saying that it is something that I myself can do if I'm not careful. And I want to give you a very, very good example that makes perfect sense with you sitting here with me this morning or watching live. And later, by the way. By the way, I want to thank the hundreds and often thousands of you who are watching this later and listening to this later. Many of you listen to this as a podcast every single day because we upload it to our podcast platform. Many of you get an email every day with a link to watch it in my blog post. And many of you are live here. So I want to thank you. And also those of you who come back later in Facebook to watch. So thank you very much. And here's what I want to share with you. I've actually been doing these jump starts now for probably 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years I've been doing these. Now, the way I do them has changed completely. Here's my process for doing these. I'll be sitting there in the morning having my coffee and journaling. This is the way it always happens. And I'll get an idea. It's usually something that I'm trying to figure out about myself, about being a better person or living a better life or feeling better and feeling happier. It's always sort of, it starts with my own struggle and then I'll make a note about it or I'll start exploring it. And then I would, you know, make these notes. Okay, this is like a bullet point of I'm going to do this one, I'm going to do this one, and I would come up with a title and da 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 da. And my goal was to come up with 20 ideas. Then once I came up with 20 ideas, I would spend an entire day or sometimes two writing out the descriptions that accompany the jump starts. And then once I had done that, I would wait until I knew there would be a completely quiet day in our neighborhood, which rarely if ever happens. And I would then go into my home studio and I would record 23 to 5 minute jump starts back to back. Now, as I say this, just saying this, I feel tired inside. I do. And I remember how exhausting it used to be. And I would I would say to myself, I've got to do the jump starts. I would say to my wife and to my daughter, I've got to go do the jump starts. I've got to write them. I've got to do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was a total got to. It was driving me. And I used to say that doing the daily jumpstart, which I was not actually doing daily, I was recording 20 in a single day. I used to tell people that I understood what Charles Schulz meant when he talked about drawing a daily cartoon for 10 with thousands of newspapers. He said it was like riding on a unicycle above a pit of rotate on a high wire above a pit of rotating knives. In other words, you always felt like you were going to be ground up. And I felt that way. I felt driven. I was always, we're going to run out of jump starts. I got to write some more again. And my assistant, who would schedule them and send out the emails, would send me a little thing saying, hey, we've only got another week's worth. And I'd be like, oh, I got to do this. Now, I do them live every single day. I wake up every morning, turned on, excited about doing this, can't wait to do this. Oftentimes, I'll finish my journaling and my reading and my coffee and my playtime with Teddy, and I'm like, I'd like to go in there and start getting ready. I want to go. I want to do this. And the time that I'm with you, you can tell. You can tell how much I love this. You can tell how much I look forward to seeing you. Back when I recorded this, I didn't know that who was watching. I didn't make a connection. I wasn't building a relationship. This was all, I had someone who did my social media. Now it's 100% me. And you know something I was telling somebody the other day, having another person do your social media is like hiring someone to go to a party and make friends for you. I feel like through this process, you all have become much closer to me and I to you. And I love that. So my I got to do the jump starts is now I get to do the jump starts. So what is it that's a got to for you that perhaps you could tweak and turn it into a get to? Many times it's just a change in your own mind. I'll tell you something I find interesting, and I was thinking about this yesterday. I've started going, the yoga studio that I go to here in Key Largo is open back up, and they're doing a wonderful job with social distancing. If you ever hear Key Largo Yoga, I love these people. And I was, every morning now, you have to schedule a class to make sure they can put you on a mat that you're 6 feet away from other people, and they limit the number of people by, I think they're down 75% from what they used to be. And believe it or not, as much as I love yoga, I still think sometimes, most times when I get up in the morning, I've got to do yoga. And I've realized that when it comes to exercise, I am never going to think I get to do this. There's always going to be a bit of a, you got to do it. The guilt driving us to do something is never as pleasant as the focus on having done it and accomplished what it is that we want to do. So what I try to do with yoga and things like that is I think about the tension in my neck, which I get when I'm working because I'm typing all day like this. You know, I look like Uncle Fester with my bald head. I could put a light bulb in my mouth and it would, you know, light up. Anyway, I think about after yoga. I think about sitting, watching the sunset, which Teddy and I usually do every night, and sitting and watching the sunset and being able to just turn my head and feel very comfortable and very relaxed. Focusing on the outcome that we want rather than the thing that we fear, that's how we change our got-tos into our get-tos, and that's how we stop being driven and start feeling pulled. I feel that way every year when I sit down to do my taxes. I'll bet all of us do. We're all afraid we're going to, you know, how we say, you know, make one little mistake and the IRS is going to take away our birthday, which, of course, is never going to happen. But I've started now being driven by, not driven, but being pulled when I do my taxes by the feeling of just having it all done and behind me. And that's another thing. If you're feeling driven, go do it. If you feel like something is driving you, like, oh, you got to do this, the way to make that go away, go do it. All right? Let's take a look at some of your comments, and then we're going to share with you, I'm excited to share with you, the home we're going to visit today virtually and meditate. So share with me your comments and questions. And Maria Johnson says, good morning. Have a great day. Michael says, shared. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. And Sherry says, following 10 years. You've been following me for 10 years? That's awesome. And then she says, shut down. I don't know what happened. Did I lose you all for a while? Good morning, everyone, says my buddy Dominic Cortulo. Zen Chris, love this idea. Thanks, Will. Zen, dude, I love it when you check in. Thank you so much for commenting. Good morning. Focus on the outcome. I needed this. You know, I'm not telling you anything new. So many people, you know, if somebody wants to attack me, and they do, and they do, they basically call my stuff derivative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? It is. I consider myself a person who takes all the things I've learned from so many other people, and then I reformulate it and try and present it to a new audience. But I'm as a result of Earl Nightingale, Wayne Dyer, T. Harv Eker, you name it. So, and what I was going to say to that end is the first habit in the seven habits of highly effective people is Stephen Covey, is begin with the end in mind. What I'm trying to get across this morning is that we always begin with the end in mind, and oftentimes it's a negative end, and we use it to drive us. And we do it because it's effective. If we worry about being fatter or falling and breaking a hip because we're not limber, it might get us to eat better or go to the gym. The other thing, though, what we want to do is to develop positive associations rather than negative drivers. So when it's something hard, it's great to practice, says Liz. Liz, thank you. Love saying I get to. All right. And you know one thing I get to do? And here's this is true. And I want to say thank you so much to the people in the Complaint Free Meditation Group. And that is that I just was laughing at a scene I'm about to show you. Let me show you this. This is Cynthia Barcher's view. She shared with us her view, and this is where we're going to be meditating this morning. To that end, I was talking about, for years, meditation was I got to meditate. Now that we've started this complaint, and by the way, that never went away. I still did it every single day, on and off for the most part for 20 years. But the thing is, I never got to the point where, I get to meditate until now, until we started this complaint-free meditation group, until I ended up doing these jump starts, which I get to do now. And then we take a little break and come back. And that is many of you, Lynn, Lisa, Cynthia, Michaela, I'm going to forget some of you, Michael, Miyuki, Liz, Victoria, Tammy. So many of you are going to join me, and I look forward now to meditating. So thank you. Starting the complaint-free meditation program has turned my got to into a get to. So I want to say thank you. All right, parting comments, and then we're going to say goodbye. Hey, Gigi made it. Gigi Galt. Gigi Galt has probably been one of my biggest fans for more than a decade, and I am so glad you made it and are here live this morning. Covey's book was very helpful to me years ago. Still important habits today. Thanks for mentioning, says Cynthia. Yeah, I try and keep an audiobook of some kind running all the time. So good idea to go back and listen to them. I'm re-listening to How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's always a transformation. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Be sure and share. Click share and tell me you shared so that I can thank you. And join me tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be talking about, I don't have it scrolled down yet. Let me scroll it down so I can tell you what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm excited about this. Know they're there. We're going to explore the Gertrude Stein quote. When you get there, there is no there there. So be there and join me there, even though there won't be a there when you get there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you then. And until then, enjoy today. For those of you in the meditation group, I will see you in 6 minutes. Bye-bye.